Hello, my name is Christy. You've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes.
Okay. Are you needing a testing site or a vaccination site?
A vaccination. My wife is a diabetic. She's 72 years old, and we can't seem to get in anywhere near Huntsville.
Okay, sir, I can give you the number to call to get pre-registered. Have you guys...
They're not taking any reservations at this point.
Now, they will get you pre-registered.
Okay, just a minute, please. Jan, would you write this number down? Okay, give me the number, please, slowly.
855. Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
566.
566.
53.
53.
33.
33. Now, will this, because she's a diabetic, will be able to get on the list or what?
They can get anyone pre-registered. Now, whenever we pre-register right now, the only thing we get is the name, a phone number, the county you live in, and an age. We don't have any way of putting anything down for pre-existing conditions.
Well, that's the problem, is no one's, everyone says you're on the list, but I always thought because you have pre-existing conditions, you move up the list.
Well, in the beginning, when we first started making the appointments, we could do that. But then, the appointments just got so out of hand, and so they had to just start going just by county and by age.
But no one would take pre-existing conditions because everything is registered by recording.
Okay, now, the number I just gave you is not a recording. You'll actually speak to a live person to get pre-registered.
Okay, and are they open today?
They sure are, yes, sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Thank you.
Bye.